Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Oh, it's always fun to talk with Johnny Olesinski, the New York Post entertainment critic. And as I say good morning to you, Johnny, I know you want to talk about the story on page six. I saw that story. My first reaction was, yuck, I'm not talking about it. And then it's listed as your number one topic, and you think it's absolutely hilarious. So you and I just have a little different sensibility here, I sense, Johnny.
Well, and like your very fine ABC correspondents, I like to come on this show prepared with the most pressing news affecting our nation and our city. And that is what I am going to do with this story about someone taking a dump in the aisle of Some Like It Hot on Broadway near Hillary and Chelsea Clinton. Because that
You're
is
kidding.
What happened. And my
Someone actually today, did that during the show?
Someone actually did. We have multiple sources confirming it. The disagreement here is whether it was somebody who left their diaper at home or if there was someone who was actually not necessarily targeting Hillary and Chelsea Clinton, but one source said this has happened four times at that theater in recent history, which again, to me, I don't choose what the front page is. That would have been my front page today, because that is what, you know, all the news that's fit to print, that's what I want to read about. And I ask you, where has Michael Riedel been the past few days?
Do you have a mugshot? Do you have some video of this guy? We can compare, you know?
We don't know if it's a guy. We don't know if it's a girl.
Ooh.
We just know that the evidence was left on the scene. And this is usually I'm the kind of person that thinks all press is good press. Like when that woman stormed the stage of Death of a Salesman, I thought that was a great ad for Death of a Salesman. This is not a great ad for Some Like It Hot. Like if there's one thing that's going to keep Len away from Broadway even more, it's what you might find in the aisle at intermission.
But how does this happen with no one seeing it? I'm sorry to jump in, but it's a crowded theater. Where was everybody when that happened?
Well, the only theory I can come up with is if someone were in the back and popped a squat, if you like, and I was an usher, I don't know that I would be brave enough to run up to that person and stop them. I think I might turn in the other direction, even if my job was at risk. But you'd think we could identify indications this person has not been found.
Well, what's the Hillary Clinton connection? I mean, is it was that a message for Hillary?
Well, it could very well be. Though I would think that the audience at Some Like It Hot and the usual Broadway audience is probably very pro-Hillary. But in this case, it just happened to be in very close proximity to a very controversial figure. I'm guessing the WR listeners are pressing the talk back button with abandon right now.
Can we move on to another? Let's move on now. You're taking a shot at the, first of all, the movie Shazam, you gave zero stars. So what are you carrying on now about the director and one of the stars? What's the story here?
Is that what you say to Aaron Katursky? What are you carrying on about now? very nice, Len. So we all have our place, we all have our little peg in the cog in the wheel, right? We all have a job to do in this business of entertainment. Mine is just to write about it and comment on it. People have been doing this for centuries. I gave Shazam zero stars. Now, the director and the star are complaining. They're complaining about the critics. Oh, it's the lowest Rotten Tomatoes score I've ever gotten. And Rachel Zegler, who was Maria in the West Side Story movie, said the reviews were senselessly mean. I don't know who she could be talking about. She's paid millions of dollars to make movies. I'm paid, maybe not paid, but I can tell you that the other day when my mom came to visit, she was catching her breath when she got up to my apartment. and there's no place for my parents to stay. I just write my little review. I come on here and talk about it with you. And then I have to hear from celebrities about how mad they are about it. I think that's ridiculous.
Well, you need to be a little more sensitive, don't you think, Johnny?
Yeah. No, Joe. No, I don't think I need to be more sensitive. I think I need to hold truth to power in Hollywood. That's what I need to do.
Whoa. On a mission.
Now, I saw one of your notes here. It's kind of a backhanded compliment to Taylor Swift, but you have a funny way of setting it up, so I'll let you do it.
Well, so Taylor Swift has a big new tour that started in Glendale, Arizona. It's so big that Glendale has renamed themselves Swift Town or something temporarily. Yeah. It's called the Eras Tour, and night one was 44 songs over 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Well, that's good.
That does... It does seem like a good logical culmination to all this Ticketmaster stuff about people saying, I can't believe I'm going to pay so much money. But at least they are getting their money's worth, 3 hours and 10 minutes. But personally, so at least when I go see Avatar, I can choose to fall asleep during it. It's a movie. I'm in a comfortable chair. No one's really around me. That's a long time to be at a concert. I know Natalie's a big Bruce Springsteen fan, so this is old hat for her. I can't do a concert for 3 hours and 10 minutes. And then I was looking at the song list. I felt like Riedel. I didn't know any of the song titles.
Well, I'm telling you, talk to any Taylor Swift fan. Young kids, they were dying to have a concert that long.
There you go.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's a dream come true. And I remember when I saw the premiere of her documentary at Sundance, there was a line snaking around the block in negative 10 degree weather. People love this woman, and that's great for them.
Good. All right. Hey, listen, we only have a minute left, but you are a huge tennis fan, and you came up with a stat, which I wasn't even aware of, an incredible tennis statistic. So I give the floor to you.
Yeah, you'll notice I'm much happier and calmer and more reasonable when I'm talking about tennis.
Right.
I just want to give a huge kudos to Rafael Nadal, who for this week, for the first time since 2005, has dropped out of the ATP top 10. And really the only reason for that is he's been off since the Australian Open with an injury for months and had an extraordinary amount of points from early season last year. But I just think that is an incredible accomplishment in sports. And I'm sure, you know, in
30
and amazing to see so many athletes, you know, who are a bit older succeed. But I think that's just amazing. You'd know more than I do.
No, but 18 years in the top 10, that's a phenomenal run, which is how long you'll be in the top 10 of New York entertainment critics. You'll outdo Nadal, but that's great. That is a great stat, by the way.
If we continue to exist.
Right. Well, it's a whole other issue. Johnny Oleksinski, New York Post Entertainment, always entertaining. Thanks, Johnny. Talk to you next week. Hey, when we get back, this is interesting. The 90-year-old having kids. You would think he'd be a shell of his former self. That's a hint. Plus, our morning show recap next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.